local footy time, and we obviously go round the burbs and up to the bush. And this week the bush is coming to us with a bit of a theme, courtesy of John Harms from the Footy Almanac. Hello, Harmsy. Hello.
Good morning, John. Ian.
Good morning, Cutters.
Hello, Harmsy. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, Billy.
Yes.
Go Cats.
Cats. Isn't it good to have other things to occupy your mind when the Cats aren't performing quite as well?
Well, there's a lovely piece on the Footy Almanac site this week claiming how the bounce of the ball favoured Hawthorn last Monday.
Oh, frequently.
we even assisted it on its way to the Hawks.
But you've been trying to assemble a wool team of the century.
Yeah, we've been having a bit of fun. Last year, we some people, because we're based with fan contributions week in, week out, and we get plenty of them. So some people started sending in photos of themselves wearing their old woolen football jumper.
Oh, magnificent.
With a collar.
Yeah, with a collar. It's like Bill Bailey from Coleraine from 1964 squeezing into that old maroon and gold jumper that he had, and old football sides. And so we got a bit of a wool theme happening on the site, and we thought, well, why not pick the greatest side to come out of the wool industry of all time?
And this is rather a pleasant coincidence, because hasn't the wool industry itself been doing promotion that's featured some Tommy Hawkins and...
It has. Yeah. And so the wool guys have sort of seen what we're doing and happening organically there, and they've gone, well, what a good idea. And they're getting in behind it as well. So, but Tom Hawkins is from a wool farm, so he's probably a lock for the site. His father, Jack, would be involved.
Yes.
So an article went up on the site at the start of last season calling for nominations, and they just came from everywhere. I think we had about 100 nominations within a couple of weeks. And then it started to take on a state identity. You'd like this, champs, because I went over to South Australia, and the South Australians started nominating their own SANFL stars like Roger Burns and Rick Davies and all these guys. And then they started, in a South Australian way, to say, you know, the South Australian side would flog the Victorian side.
So their wool classes are better than ours.
Exactly.
Their wool is better
well
than ours.
You know,
and they're classier than ours.
And I could name some for you. Grenville Dietrich won. Corey Enright. Shannon Hearn.
What did Grenville Dietrich do in the wool industry? Well, did he have the local pub where they shearers drank?
He did about, over his club's eyes.
To get into the side, he did have had 2 days. Mick Redden, who did play a lot of football for North Adelaide, about 15 seasons, legendary North Adelaide player, was a shearer who shore 700 a week and drove backwards and forwards to the game for 15 years, did 260,000 Ks in the car to be a footballer in Adelaide.
Mid-north.
Up Uroo, Jamestown, Peterborough area.
Uroo.
And so he said, righto, Grenville, you can come up and do a week's work with us. So Grenville now is...
He's qualified.
He's qualified.
Now, I was going to ask you about the WA people, because we were talking about the wheat belt.
Yeah, be able to grain the wheat.
And now I reckon they had a few sheep running around that wheat belt as well. So Toby Bairstow, does he get a start?
He gets a run.
Yeah.
Certainly, and he's from the same place as Nathan Fyfe is from, and Nathan Fyfe has a connection with the wool industry.
Does he?
His family own a trucking company, and they move sheep around. Ross Ditchburn is another one. The Crackers. So Sean Gorman, whom you might have met, wrote the Legends book about the Aboriginal team of the century. He used to shear with Eric Cracker, and that's how he wound up meeting Phil and
Jimmy.
Nathan Fyfe, West Australian.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
From Lake Grace.
Yeah, and they were from Mount Barker, weren't they, the Crackers, I think?
Down that way. Yeah, they certainly were. Daniel Chick, Darren Glass, but the Crackers' dad, Eric, was a legendary shearer down that way. Stretch Sandylands is Aaron Sandyland's dad, and when Sean Gorman nominated him, the nomination was beautiful. He said he'd scraped the moss off on a few old red eyes, was how he described the shearer.
And so I presume Stretch was tall like Aaron.
Yeah.
Long way to bend over to shear.
Your back. Seeing as your back goes as a shearer.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other area is the Riverina.
Yes.
Oh. And they've produced some magnificent wool farmers from there. The
Danahers.
I mean, you could just about squeeze all four into the wool team of the century.
Yeah.
The Quades.
Yes.
There's 15 Quades, Ricky being one of them. Peter Box went up to Grong, and he was a shearer. But this one, so there's some interesting qualifications for it. One old economist wrote to me and said, does Justin Kaczynski get in because Tom Roberts painted shearing the rams at the Brocklesby station.
Where he comes from.
He's from Brocklesby Burrumbuddock. Justin's from.
Oh, well.
He's in there.
He would have looked at the painting at some stage.
So the Cats would have an unfair advantage, Harmsy, because we're just on the cusp of the Western District there.
We could just about pick a Geelong wool team of the century. And in fact, there's a famous 1952 photo of six Geelong players from the Premiership side all hanging onto lambs.
Is that right?
Because they all...
It's on your website. And you've asked people to name them. Do you know who they are? I can give you the second from the left and the second from the right.
Yeah, second from the left is Russ Middlemiss.
Yep.
Keep going.
And now, is either side of him Bronco?
Yes, McMaster.
Yeah, which with the hat or without the hat?
I think it's Sands' hat.
Yeah, and then there's another two hats, and then John Hyde.
Yes, correct, who retired at 24.
Is that
Flanagan down there?
Yes, that's Troubles Flanagan. Oh, he was in the wool industry.
Yeah.
And Reg Hickey came out of Cressy, had Kaji Greaves. Mm. So there's some strong people nominated from Geelong. Tom Wills might get a run in the team of the double century.
In your list of Victorians who have a connection with wool, are we going to have a debate over John Mossop?
Yeah, good one, because he's from Lucendale down
just
in the southeast. Yeah, and there's quite a few from that sheepy area around Narracourt and Kyby Bolite.
Phil Carman's from down there.
He is, but not a wool connection, but he's certainly from Edenhope.
John Mossop is still farming.
He is, and he used to travel as well to training and to play. The Trengo family is also from down that way. They played at Kyby Bolite, as Lockie Neal did, but they're from wool property there. All the uncles have got wool farms, but the dad... Colin, it might be, is a vet in the sheep industry. So does that qualify you? Is that close enough to wool to get you in?
Well, who's on your selection panel? And when is the team going to be named?
Isn't it funny? I was at Burra the other night, Jeff.
Burra?
At a sundowner, a wool sundowner. What? And, of course, all the old cockies came and said, look, I'm not going to make the side, but I'd like to be on the selection panel.
Oh, really? Burra, what takes you there? Because what a great part of the world.
It is a beautiful part of the world. Yeah. So it was one of these functions where we were talking about the wool industry and talking about fibre of footy and wool being in jumpers. And you know, there's going to be a push coming up in the future to get wool back into jumpers.
Surely there's a team somewhere in Australia wearing a wool jumper.
Well, yes, I think Coleraine is the team because I think they've decided to take this fibre. And also there's some retro gear coming out with the traditional wool jumpers, and I think the AFL's involved in that as well. But they've spun some yarn where they've taken wool from WA, Tassie, Riverina, SA and Victoria and created this single yarn, which they're going to make some jumpers out of.
So. Well, you should pick your team and the jumpers should be presented to the members of the team or their descendants. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, can I ask a question about Providence?
Providence, yeah.
Yes. Who said that John Siddalt's came from Minyip?
Yeah, well, see, this is the nature of a website like ours. Nothing's ever checked. But he was the full forward of South for a while, wasn't he?
He was, yes, yeah. But I think he's from Rapanya.
I'll straighten that one out.
Had the P on the end right. Hey, John Holmes, if people want to get involved, they just go to the Footy Almanac website.
They do.
And
read the nominations. Yep. There's all four states there. Add your own, because I'm sure we've left some out.
Yeah.
You know, we'd stand up at the dinner and we'll get heckled. What about so-and-so? Oh, yeah, he won a Brownlow. That's right.
Thanks for coming in. Good luck with that. We'll keep in touch with you during the footy season, obviously.
Great website, too.
And
cheers, boys.
Young Andy says, I spent an Easter weekend working as a rouseabout in the Guthrie Wool Shed at Rich Avon, which is out of Donald. Yeah. Does that make me eligible for the media wool, the media team? He was never asked back. That's a record point.